The new report commissioned by the Golf Alliance for Utah concludes that in 2012, the state's golf industry generated about $805 million. That's more money put into the local economy than all of Utah's professional spectator sports combined. In declaring May as Utah Golf Month, Governor Herbert said he sees the industry as an important part of providing economic opportunity and a great quality of life for all Utahns.
It pays over $250 million in wages. Now, you all understand how the economy works. That's money that ripples through the economy and benefits not just the golf industry, but others in the grocery store business and the food industry and retail outlets and automobile purchases. That ripples through the economy in a significant way.
David Terry is the golf director for Salt Lake City. He says he's glad to have definitive numbers that show cities and counties that golf courses can be more than just recreational opportunities for their residents.
In some way, they're subsidizing that operation. But that ties directly into why one of the reasons why we needed to get this study done is to show those agencies that there's so much more value outside of the bottom line that might show up in that golf course's operating budget.
The report also shows that while golf courses represent almost 4% of the turf grass in the state, they only use 0.65% of all diverted water. It also shows that the economic return on their water use is thousands of dollars higher than many water-diverting agricultural crops. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.